stories from the kitchen. Kitchen roll from the gutters in podcast form.
Find me cooking finest fishes like I'm living out in Greece. Or catch me at the deli with my bacon, egg, and cheese. Or this is true culinary, this is what's behind the scenes. Cooking in the kitchen, that big money where we eat. Oh,
best dishes, stories from the kitchen. Kitchen roll from the gutters in podcast form.
Who's hungry, baby? I think this one's going to be episode 67 now because I'm fucking up the order.
Oh my God.
Episode 67 of the Rags to Dishes podcast. I'm your host, Max Messier Richter. With me is the most elite co-host in the game, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dan Cotter. How you doing, Dan?
Yo, you can't spell elite without D-C-O-T.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Driving wagons.
Oh yeah, you know it.
Anyway, this week we have two very special guests with us, two current coworkers of mine, Mr. Eric Porter and Mr. David Chavez. How you guys doing?
Good, how are you? It's great to be on here.
Yeah.
You like that, David? How you doing?
Yeah, that got me off guard.
Yeah, well, you got to give a little applause for the people coming on the show, you know? Now, you two are like two peas in a pod, huh?
We're basically best buds at the restaurant.
Wow, I love
that. And in a lot of ways, you guys are kind of like Uber opposites in some ways. So why don't we talk about what you guys do in the restaurant. Eric, what do you do?
Yeah, so I'm the grill chef as of now, but basically that just means almost anything food-related that's not pizza, I just end up having to do it.
Yeah.
So,
and let's, you know, yeah. I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit here. I mean,
have we already established what business we're talking about?
I don't know if we should name drop it, but Eric here is like a little baby. How old are you, Eric? 22?
I am 22.
Yeah. Eric is a very well-accomplished chef for being 22.
You definitely.
That's what I'll say. I gotta give you some props. For being 22, you're fucking really good.
I wouldn't have guessed 22. You definitely carry yourself like a much older gentleman.
I've heard that a lot. So let's just start there.
As a young chef in the city of PVD that we represent so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And now, David, I mean, at this point, you're like the expo, but you run a master class on dishes.
I do prep dishes, I help with the waitress.
Oh, yeah, you do. You do the Mondays, too. I'm not even there for those ones.
Yeah, that's like the cleaning the restaurant.
Yeah, okay. So David's kind of just like a utility player on the team.
Dude,
you know?
Love that.
He'll fit in wherever he needs.
Love
if
that.
You need him to steal a base, if you need a clutch base hit in the ninth inning, just put him right in. It's going to be all good.
Love that.
He'll randomly just bring like his own tools into the restaurant and just start fixing things we didn't even tell him.
That's sick.
The first time I think I ever acknowledged David. Well, the first time I saw David, I dropped something out of my pocket and he chased me to my restaurant to give it back to me and scared me. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, he dropped this. I was like, all right, sorry. But one day I was working at Bolt on a Monday and I walked out back to like take something out or smoke or something. And this dude had a hand sander and was sanding the bottom of the saute pan so that they shined like new fucking saute pans.
That's sick.
Like, that is just next level taking care of fucking dishes type shit. And dude, I gotta say, where we work, the dishes, they be clean.
Yeah, that's insane. That's next level.
Just like some serious deep cleaning shit. So I had to give you some props there. That was like, I've never seen something that legit. And I was like, wow, that motherfucker is the man.
That is so next level.
So I'm going to come back to you for a minute, Eric. Being the youngin' that you are, how'd you get into food?
Yeah, so my first kitchen job I was probably 16. I started on the baking end at a little like country store growing up and was just doing all the baking there.
Come in hella early?
Oh, yeah. So I would do it on weekends like during the week. And so I'd go in at 4:30, sometimes like 4.
Woo!
And that was like during high school.
Classic baker's hours.
Yeah, so there was this one awful experience of going to like a party with a bunch of people on my team and everyone like going to bed and me being like, hey, I got to go to work.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's how I started. I mean, my mom loved to cook and still does. So that's kind of how I started really enjoying food and then kind of took it to the next level once I started doing that.
Now, when you were at that bake shop, I mean, you're saying that's kind of where you fell in love with it. I guess I'm spoiling it here. You went to JWoo. Is that where you kind of made the decision where you were like, I want to go to JWoo and I want to go to school for this?
Yeah, well, so I kind of was thinking that way beforehand, but my mom at a certain point was like, you're not going to a 4-year culinary school until you like until you know like what this is actually going to be like, until you know what it's like to actually be like working in this.
Sure.
And I'm glad I did, because it's JWoo's nothing like being on the line like day in, day out.
Yes.
So
thank you for confirming this.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the whole thesis of the pod, basically.
one of the many topics. Yeah, for sure. Now, David, you're somewhat new to the industry, right?
Yeah, I think like 3 years now.
Is this your only job you've had in a kitchen?
No, I worked at another restaurant for like a few days and I didn't like it.
And you just bounced?
Yeah, it wasn't up to standards.
So what? Did you get hired at this place and it met the standards that you were looking for?
Well, I mean, this was the first job I had. So the other job I took on part-time.
Okay.
And it was like really, really dirty.
I mean, okay.
It was like to the point where it was like, okay, we're leaving at 11. Okay, whatever's not clean.
Rats eating you in the back.
Yeah, because it was like, whatever's not clean, we'll clean it tomorrow.
There was no belt sander powerful enough to clean what they had.
I think we know another place that's kind of like that nowadays. Us three.
I guess we don't have to get into it.
No, we're not going to. But David, what did you think of young Eric here when you first got the job? I mean, I wasn't there back then. I know you didn't start as a grill chef, but was this guy just trying to like gun to the top right away?
Actually, I don't remember. I think you came in after I was, because I know Reese was there.
No.
You were there?
I was there before you were, yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember you missed out. You missed out on the train of having like 5 crappy dishwashers in a row, and then you came along and it's like, all right, we're good now.
Yeah, our
but there was a dark age before you where it was just consistently having a new dishwasher every few months.
That's the worst.
What,
because when I know when I started, it was in the kitchen. What's that dude that always ride the bike?
Oh, that was Justin.
Yeah, it was Justin and Reese.
No, I was there too.
Yeah.
I was probably doing like 4 days because I was still in school then.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because you were missing days.
But I wasn't full time, but.
Yeah. I mean, Eric, I guess I don't know how to go in your fucking timeline, but were you working in kitchens when you first went into JWoo?
So,
well, I mean, like, obviously you had, but I'm saying like when you went to college, were you like, yo, I'm going to school, I'm not fucking working? Or were you like, yo, I need to bake some fucking bread right now? Get some head, whatever.
I was probably, so this is the story how I got the job at the Figadini.
Oh, let's get into it.
I was at JWoo for probably about a month, and I don't know if how many like students you've had, but like they do this thing where it's like different semesters. Some of them you're not even in a kitchen. So my first semester there,
some of them were like classroom only.
Yeah, it was just like general eds.
I think they've mentioned that before. Yeah. Where sometimes it's lab.
The whole like first semester, I was just all in general eds that were so boring and so easy. And I was like, I don't even want to be doing this. Why am I here?
So easy, damn it.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Smarty Pants.
No, I feel you. Like there was one time I was going to CCRI and I went to like...
You went to CC?
Yeah, different times, different campuses, you know. And I was at the Newport one and I was taking some like gen ed math class and I had to take. And we were literally doing like fractions and like cross multiplication.
Yeah, that was
in like elementary school.
Absolutely.
Bro. And people were like, wait, slow down. Can you say that again? Hold like up. Taking notes. And I was
when
like,
when I went to CCRI, my math class was hard as fuck.
Yeah, well, it was definitely a different class. Like this was just one where it was just like,
I've gotten that class.
You know, like, you know, previously I had taken way more advanced math classes. So it was just like, yeah, it's like they have those classes that at gen ed, like to just fill the quota.
Yeah.
That, like you
just
need
the requirement.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was there, was getting so bored at school and was like, I just got to find a job. I got to do something. Like I want to be cooking. This is what I'm here for. I want to do something. So I walked around all of downtown. I probably did like 10 miles in one day and just walked to basically
getting them steps in.
That's a lie.
No, I used the
10
app.
10 miles, my ass.
I used the app and it was, because I basically went everywhere in downtown and dropped off my resume at probably like 20, 30 places.
That's pretty baller. So you really went for it. You're like, oh, it's a restaurant. I'm in.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Just anywhere. Well, like there were a few places I was like,
cast a wide net.
Yeah. There was one place that I didn't get a job at, but I won't drop the name, but I walk in.
Drop the name. We'll bleep it out.
Oh, what is it? It's that place by the bridge, the little Italian place. Starts with a C. Might come to me. Anyway, so I walk. Yeah. Okay, so go. I walk in and
got it.
Nice.
And start talking to the owner. He's in the middle of the restaurant smoking a cigarette. His name's I forget what it is, but it's some like total mobster name.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Valentino Sapracci.
Yeah, like something like Rick, like he's just a complete stereotype. But he tells
Giannone?
Me he tells me he's like, "Yeah, I have a dishwasher job for you, but you don't want it." I was like, I do. I'm willing to like work. He's like, no, you don't. I'll give it to you if you want, but you're going to hate this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I guess I need to hate it before I like start learning stuff. Yeah.
You were like, try me.
Yeah. So I was planning on doing that. And then Frankie from Figadini calls me like a few days after. And so started working there.
And that was a place you just dropped the resume off to as well.
Yeah. And I mean, I had looked at like, yeah. I had looked up like a bunch of restaurants in the area. So like when I saw that name, like I kind of recognized like,
do you ever think to go to, and I guess we'll have to bleep that one out too, and be like, damn, I really just like, do you ever wonder if it was that bad? The job?
I don't know. I mean, are you saying like going just to work
pretty bad for the owner to just be like, you don't want this job. It fucking sucks.
Yeah. I mean, I was also like a bit younger and I didn't have my facial hair.
He was probably looking pretty preppy
and he was like, dude, you're going to get torn apart.
Yeah.
In
like
here.
You can't make it. You can't hack it. Judging a book by its cover.
Yeah, for real. Little did they know.
But part of me wants to like
Eric Porter.
I don't know if I do that, but like, I probably wouldn't even take a job, but just like if they have an opening for like a higher position, like stage there and just come like busting in, like, and be like, hey, you remember like 4 years ago?
Paid
like,
stage.
Yeah. You remember like 5 years ago when you thought I wasn't cut out for like a dishwasher job? Like,
I'm a grill chef.
Yeah, look at me go.
Yeah.
And I'm graduate. Wait, you graduated, right?
I did.
Yeah,
okay. It's a good feeling.
It is.
It's a field that it's like, it's both easy and hard to excel in. Like you just, if you have the right like mindset and mentality for working in kitchens, like, it's relatively easy to thrive.
Yeah.
I mean, if fucks like us can make it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I agree. I mean, I guess I wanted to ask you this, Eric, because the last person that we had on the podcast that was young, I didn't ask it to, and I regret it. But, like, as a young person in the industry...
What's up with TikTok?
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy for that.
I've always wanted to know.
Oh, man. Oh, we're on the reels now, bro. We're caught up with the times. But I mean, like, I don't know, like this, the industry that we're in has such a notorious history for being inappropriate, abusive,
toxic. Yeah.
Toxic. What, you don't think so, David? You've never heard these things about the kitchen industry?
Never come across that, actually.
I mean, I'm not going to admit it on the pod, but I can give you some of the toxic things I do at work, but not going to say I'm laughing. Yeah,
so you should get into it, dude.
But I'm just saying, like, as long as I've been in the industry, you know, it's like kind of over the same period of time that like everything got super PC, and now it's like, you can still kind of fuck around at work sometimes.
Super like, PC, or like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like seeing it became super PC is saying, kind of implying that it was like a negative thing.
Okay, but yeah, I don't mean
like
to put
just like, yo, like okay, basic let me, human dignity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yes. If we're just like
just
hey,
trying
it's not
to improve as people,
blatant
I understand that.
Sexual harassment and borderline assault in the workplace for shits and giggles is not like okay. I feel like is more it could be worded differently than getting PC. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
getting pretty chill. It was more like
yeah, it was you know, but just like in today's work atmosphere.
I know what you're trying to say.
It has evolved a lot.
Thank God is what I'm saying. Like, because it's like thinking back to the way that we were at the establishment, it's like that's not that long ago and it feels like that was messed up.
My
like
bad.
It feels like it's like the way we were was like so awful. It could never fly.
Yeah. And so that on top of like it being a super underpaid type of industry, like I guess, like, do you see potential in it in the end run? You know what I mean? Like, looking forward.
Like, long term for me?
I mean, like, obviously, it seems like everyone, myself included, that's in the industry that has like a long-term goal, like obviously like wants to own their own place or like wants to reach this goal. Like, do you have a goal exactly?
Not really. I'll be honest.
I just like fucking food and I'm figuring it out. I mean, you're also young. So
yeah. Like, well, like the thing is like, I could easily see myself kind of like being the type of person that like bounces in and out of the industry.
Yeah.
Especially like I also want to have a family, want to have like a more normal lifestyle at some point. And so
it's
like,
not super easy. In
yeah, exactly. So it's like, I could totally see myself like bouncing out of the industry for a bit, but then also like, I know some guys who are older who did that like exact thing who are now like, man, I want to get back in it. Like once you have better schedule and free up or like want to buy your own place, like I could definitely see myself wanting to go back in the industry at some time long down the road. I don't know.
Yeah. But
we'll see.
I feel you.
All right. I'm going to shift this. I'm going to give this conversation a big shift over to David. Are you ready for this, David? So, David, like, I don't know how comfortable you are about talking about it on air, but, you know, you went to jail for, like, mad long.
20 years.
20 fucking years.
Sheesh.
So, basically, like...
That's a fucking bid. That's a big one.
I mean, from what age were you in jail?
19 to 39.
Yeah, so you basically missed your fucking 20s and your 30s.
Damn.
You went straight from high school to being like an adult. And now you're in this industry. Like, I mean, before we get into like what food was like in jail, like, how do you feel about working in this industry being like one of the jobs? Like, this is a job. Like, is this like, this is a job that's been holding you down since you've been out of jail, right?
This is my first legit job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But like, I left the restaurant like, what, twice?
Yeah,
I think I left twice because like, I find other work. But I always,
sure.
But Frankie always,
he always comes help. Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, Frankie's like, can you come in for a day? Can
I mean, that happens in this industry as well. So,
yeah.
But like, you enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's different from like, cause I used to do like solar fields, demolition. Like I work on a farm. I do different things. So
yeah.
This is more like
a lot of like handiwork.
Yeah.
Teams. Yeah.
That got like a lot of energy. So I burn it off.
Sure.
I need to like burn it.
Yeah.
But the restaurant to me is like laid back. It's like a laid back. Everybody gets along. It's relaxing.
Sometimes,
yeah.
I'm most of the time. Like, I mean, that's what I said. Like, it was like harassment. Like, I go on sites. It's really bad. Like, I seen people have to get kicked off because of things they were really doing and saying.
Oh man.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Like what?
Like one time it was kind of messed up. The guy was using like the porta john. And the dude just ran and like pushed it over.
Oh,
so,
that's cool.
It was just
so
a joke.
Funny.
It wasn't a joke.
Do you? Has anyone here seen Jackass 3? It's not. It's not a very good one. But the last stunt they do is they put Steve-O in a porter john and set it up to like a bungee situation, so it shoots him off like 60 fucking feet in the air,
so
in the porter john.
It's covered in shit.
It's so gross.
So you think it's like. Being in the kitchen opposed to like other jobs you've worked, it's like a sense of relaxing for you. Cause like, dude, like you in the dish pit, you're just like a fucking machine. You don't stop.
It's yeah,
boom, 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 cutting wood, washing the dishes. Even on Expo, you're just running around the whole restaurant the whole time, pretty much, right?
Yeah, pretty
getting,
much.
Getting Eric those microgreens that he didn't fill up all the way.
Ooh, shots fired.
Yeah, my problem is, like, I can't stay still for too long. I'll get bored, lose interest, and I got to move. Well, I'll get tired.
Working in a dish pit is a perfect job for you, man. Like, you know, it's like the dishes keep coming and you just keep cranking them out.
Well, I mean, like, even that, like I'll catch up on it, then it's like,
then you're chilling.
Yeah, I'll go chop wood or just.
So this is why they like you so much, because you keep on staying caught up on dishes and shit.
Oh yeah, I mean, when David's there, probably like every 10 minutes, I'm asking him to grab me something just so I don't have to leave my station. It's constantly like, David, can you grab this?
Yeah, just because he's then always grab chilling.
Yeah, exactly.
David, can you unwrap me a Kit Kat? David is like, dude. David is the snack master, bro. He brings in all the candy.
That's sick.
All the things.
That's clutch.
I mean, like occasionally we feel bad and bring in like something, but it's mostly David bringing in all the candy. Actually, Eric just went hard after Halloween though and supplied us with a fuck ton of candy. Probably got like 3 cavities now because of that.
Sick. Worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I want to ask you about jail. Not going to lie. So we've, like, on this podcast before, I had people on jail, and, like, they have good stories about eating food and stuff.
It's
like,
been a while since we've had a behind bars edition.
And, I mean, like, you were there for deep. So, like, I mean, like, what was it like eating food in jail?
stale. It was like stale. Like Eric would, like, I don't know if Eric remembers, but like most of the food that I ate there at first, I couldn't eat it.
Yeah. Like, the first couple days you like couldn't eat because you were just like, this is too.
We had like a lot of flavors. Like I wasn't, it took me like.
Wait, oh, you're saying when you first came to.
Well, I started working literally at the restaurant like a week after being home. Okay. Less than a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Like I just couldn't adjust to flavors.
Wow, because everything about a month. Was just so plain.
Well, you got to tell him what your first staff meal was for like 2 days.
Oh, when you started like working. Fruits. Like yeah, I was eating oranges. Like that's what I knew.
His
like,
staff fruits. Meal was just straight
so
fruit.
I swear to God.
Yeah,
that's so
David's,
awesome.
David's first day. I was like, hey, can I make you any food? Like, you want a pizza? You want like some chicken or something? He's like, got any oranges?
It's perspective right there. It's perspective.
That's like one of the things that I was used to eating is you get oranges and apples and like everything else was like really like to even the smell like smells will like make my stomach hurt.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Wow. Did you like, I mean like one of the very interesting things about jail is how creative fucking people get in there. And I know you're already like he's a sick fucking artist, but like, you know, our friend Burlingame, shout out, came on the pod. He was in jail in, like, Detroit, and he would talk about, like, how, like, people would be, like, saving food and saving special shit that they got and, like, combining it to make, like, crazy meals and shit like that. Like, was there ever, like, behind the scenes, like, people, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Like, someone snuck in a Big Mac and, like, some McDonald's for people and shit like that. Like, do you have any memories of shit like that going down?
One guy, he's from India. And for his holidays, because he doesn't celebrate like Christmas or nothing,
yeah.
So his family was allowed to send him like food packages, mm-hmm. like no one else could get them but him.
Like all the time, or
no, just on the holiday.
Okay,
people get like holiday packages. So basically, you get like overpriced candy.
Yeah, sure.
So he would get like food from India. Like it had to come from like.
So it'd be like some banging ass Indian food.
Yeah,
it's probably dope.
Yeah,
dude, like, that would be sick.
That doesn't sound that bad.
No, you get like twice a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say your favorite thing you ate in jail was?
The thing that I ate the most of was shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you just can't like, really mess that up.
Was it like, just like meat, peas, corn, potatoes on top, and that's it?
Without the corn.
No corn.
So just the peas. I was gonna guess no peas, only corn.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was just.
It's
like
so plain. Easy to make that for mad people. You know, what I mean, of course. It's so cheap. Three ingredients.
Yeah, but, we know.
But everything nice else, potatoes. like everything else that they would make, like, was really watery. Like they just had to like make it last, make mm-hmm. it for
they're
everybody.
Just,
so
they're just trying to like it was fill cut. You up in that.
They
shit,
would
right?
they would cut the product.
Yeah. A lot.
I mean, like,
it was all stepped on.
One thing I feel like everyone always says is that, like, people in jail get the same food as people in, like, school.
Yeah, they say it's like Chartwell's, like,
I feel like that's kind of bullshit, though. I feel like the kids get better food.
Yeah, definitely. Dude, like, we used to get spoiled. Like, I remember, like,
spoiled?
Well, like, when I was.
I think we had different people, too, when we were in school.
When I was in, like, elementary school, like, in the 90s, it was, like, quintessential like classic cafeteria food that you think of that's like gross. And then like they kind of got better around the time that I went to high school. Like I remember at one point in high school we were getting like wraps made to order. So you'd be like, let me get like turkey, cheese, you know, onion, lettuce, tomato with like hummus
too. And they would be like a dope
they
station.
Would have hummus there
like
they
a
would
lunch
put the
lady.
So you would get like wraps with hummus and shit. So like at one point it got good. Like, and I remember they had like fries at one point in the high school and they were like banging. And
well, I remember my like the high school would have food that I enjoy, but not good food. You know what I'm saying? Like I fuck with the chicken patties.
I feel like,
you know, I fuck with pizza sticks.
I need some other people that went to SK at the same time as me to back me up on this or not. But I think when I was going to high school, when I was like a freshman, sophomore, they had these French fries that were like banging, and you could get like just let me get a large fry for lunch, and then just like sit down and eat these like they were almost like McDonald's fries, you know, like thin, like dope, crispy fries,
shoestrings, baby,
yeah, like shoestring. And then like I think they stopped having them or stopped letting you get like only fries when it was like, it was around the time there's all these health initiatives about like,
like, you know, like you can't consider French fries, like a vegetable serving.
Yeah, and like pizza, a vegetable yeah. because of tomato and stuff like that. Yeah, it was like around health, but I think they like stopped letting us have the fries after a while because it was like, nah, we can't just be pumping kids full of only French fries for lunch.
And fucking chocolate milk or whatever. Yeah, it's coffee gross. Milk.
Dude, those hood chocolate milks, those are bad.
Banging. Yeah, don't even get me Gassed. Started on milk money. When you're like fucking seven and you get that like fucking, give them like a quarter and they give you some fucking milk. That's mm-hmm. Ill.
Anyway, you can feel good about hood.
What about when you first got out of jail? What was the first thing you went to go eat?
I think it was like a cake.
Damn.
Interesting.
Like a sweet.
Well, like did a you have like a. Got you a cake or something like that?
Like a getting out party?
I think it was like an ice cream cake, actually.
That's banging.
You got some like a Carvel.
Dude, a Carvel ice cream cake, not there's not a better cake.
Got some Carvel.
That might be a hot take, but like the crumbles. Frosting.
That like chocolate the layer. Chocolate. It's like half cake, half cookie.
And then that shit's more. Banging. Yeah, exactly. That shit's banging.
Exactly. That shit is so good, dude. And they're cheap, dude. Like, I never
Let's
think
of Let's go get one.
But like, next time I go to Stop and Shop, instead of buying ice cream, I should just buy a Carvel cake.
Yeah, only I feel like
$7, bro.
I feel like those things like defy physics, too, where I've left one out for like
years.
Over an hour. Yeah, and it's like, hasn't melted. Like, it just doesn't melt.
I was going to say, people keep them in their fucking freezer for like years and just like eat, like, you know, someone has a birthday and they don't finish the cake and then it sits there forever.
Damn. Shout out Carvel.
Yeah. What's that Big L line? Head of the cartel selling more cakes than Carvel. Oh, it's so fucking hard.
I always think of the remember the episode of Sopranos where I think it's Tony has to go to Providence and they're all like skeeved out about going to Providence.
Yep.
And they go to Providence and it's all custy. And they're like, it's like, oh, it's gross. We have to go to Providence. And then there's this one, like, he's meeting with somebody, and then the person that he's meeting with, like, their mother comes out from the back room, and they're like, you want some cake? It's Carvel. And it's like, it's like the best depiction of a Rhode Island accent, like, ever in media. It's pretty spot on.
That's sick.
Shout out Tony Soprano.
Yeah, R.I.P. James. All right, I'm going to bring it back to Eric a little bit here. So at some point, I know in between, because you've left the Fig before too and come back.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you left at one point to Seven Stars? Like how did you work at Seven Stars? So how did that,
yeah.
I mean, unless you don't want to use Seven Stars, I'll bleep that out.
No, the Stars.
The Stars of Seven.
The Stars of Seven.
Nobody will know what it is.
That's what my boy Justin Ennis calls it, the Stars of Seven.
So I knew... I wanted to get some like experience doing bread baking. I always thought that was like super cool, but never had done it like in like a legit bakery. Like the little bakery I was at wasn't doing bread or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to do an internship too. So I was like, I'd rather like go somewhere else for my internship. And they offered a paid internship, which is nice because I'm not about to do a...
They offered a paid internship?
Seven Stars,
or was
yeah.
it like that?
Like I basically worked there, but fulfilled my internship requirement by that.
That's
Did
it.
You get a stipend too?
No. That would be awesome, though.
Should have beat the system and got both.
Yeah.
Yeah, could have, would have, should have.
Big mistakes. Yeah, so I stayed at Seven Stars for about 2 years, working a few different shifts.
And you weren't at the Figs. You were just at Seven Stars.
No, I mean, I filled in every now and then.
Sure,
like,
sure.
That did it that happens. Quite a bit. Like, for a while, I was doing, like, Saturdays at Fig. And then every now and then, randomly, I'd pop in to help out.
That's clutch experience, working in a bakery like that. Like... You like that's the only way to get good at shit like making bread is like getting hands-on experience like that, doing it over and over, especially learning from people like that. Like that must have been awesome.
Yeah, I mean, being like on that volume, the amount they like pump out is insane.
Yeah,
like because you like I would touch more dough in like half a shift there than I did at JWoo. That's not like, an exaggeration.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah, and their quality is still so good. Like, it's like they're supplying
for scaling
so
up,
much.
They've kept it pretty consistent,
and it's still good. Yeah,
the bread at least. I actually saw there's no way it was true. It must have been from like a couple of years ago, but someone posted like a list of like all these different coffee shops in Rhode Island and how much they pay starting wage, and like Seven Stars was at like the way bottom.
Ooh,
I mean, I don't feel bad.
Wow,
why don't you
I'll
feel
say
bad?
It just because, like, I mean, and I would talk to people in cafes and they would say the same thing. It's like everyone in the cafes get tips, but no one in production got tips. So it's like, even though production rates might have been a little higher. Okay. Yeah. It's like, I don't really feel bad for you because you're making more tips than like all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're not sweating in front of a 500 degree oven for 8 hours.
Yeah. Plus they're tricking people into giving them like 20% with those kiosks now.
Wait, what do you mean? You're talking about the screens.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about like that business in specific. I mean, it's fucking bullshit. Every business owner out there right now should change that kiosk thing to fucking 25, 30, 35.
Wow. You think it should be more?
Straight
up. That's so insane.
Or none.
That's so insane. Like,
yo, either hook us up or just admit you suck and fucking don't even tip us.
So I don't like when they, sometimes they'll flip the order. And I usually do like...
Wait, what do you mean flip the order?
Oh, they put the highest one on the left?
Yeah.
Oh.
And like, so if I'm getting like a full meal, I tip more. But if mm-hmm. I'm getting like just a coffee, I'm not tipping like 25% for like someone pouring cold brew. Like Why that takes 2 seconds.
But you are though, because if you tip them a dollar, it's like tipping 30%.
I usually just tap the one on the left if I'm getting something small. Then sometimes they switch it up on you to try to trick you.
Interesting. So you automatically just tap left.
Like, unless I'm getting if I'm getting a full meal, I do like 20 or more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm no cheapskate with that. If I'm getting like food or like getting something that actually takes time to prepare. Yeah, like a cappuccino or something like that like takes work to do. Like that's different than me just being like, "Hey, can I get like a iced coffee that takes like a second to pour?"
Yeah.
What about you, David? How do you feel about that?
Sometimes I leave tips, sometimes I don't. It's the same thing. It's the same thing like with Eric. Like I don't Depends what I'm going for. I really don't. I don't eat out though a lot.
Yeah,
Well, that helps. Like, there's times I don't have the time to eat out
for sure.
Yeah, so I feel you.
I mean, especially working in kitchens. Like now, I've like completely flipped my schedule with my job change. So now, like all the eating out that I do, I feel like is breakfast.
Yeah,
I like only eat out breakfast.
It's kind of the best eating out.
It's the cheapest, no doubt.
Yes, yeah, so you go to a diner and it's like you get a full meal. For like $20. Yeah. It's like, how is this
like
possible?
And that's $20 like with tip.
Including coffee and orange juice and like the full works.
Sub bagel for like 35 cents extra.
Yo.
that's cap. It's more than 35 cents extra, but.
Yeah. And why would you ever get one of the bagels around here, Max? Right.
Yeah. But when they slobber it up with butter and grill it, it's like, all right, well, it's like almost just a piece of grilled bread at this point. Right.
Yeah.
I'm talking about fresh bagels. That's what Rhode Island doesn't have. You know
what I mean? I'm just trying to get you going, bro.
Dude, I mean, get me going. I mean, we have, this isn't going to be out till next week, but like we have some like very important business to take care of after this.
Yeah. You want to tell the people about it?
Yeah. I mean, most
showdown.
Yeah. There's a showdown going on.
Yeah. Tonight.
So we have this customer named Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
She is a trans woman from Long Island who is the number one ranked female air hockey player in New England.
I think the whole Northeast. I might be wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say because Long Island.
I'm thinking Northeast. Okay, yeah.
Well, now she lives here. She's just from Long Island.
This side of the Mississippi.
Anyway, me and her have been talking shit to each other for, I guess, months now about how I'm going to whoop her ass in air hockey. And, by the time this episode comes out, well, you know, everyone will already know who won. But
yeah.
Me.
Wow.
You should record. I was thinking.
We're going to record. I'm charging my phone right now. But Sorry. I didn't mean to. David here played her.
You did?
And David had never played air hockey before.
Wait a minute. If we're doing this, we got to start with my story.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, because
Eric played.
So me and three friends are playing air hockey, having fun. I'm a little tipsy, so I'm not like.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just preface. I'm not on my like A game, but anyway, Sammy comes over and is like, "Hey, can I play winner?" Sure, why not?
Wait, is this before you knew Sammy as a customer?
Yes, this was a completely random person. Yeah, that's why this story matters. Whooped me, whooped my friend, whooped my other friend. Then like a few months later, I don't remember why, but someone like brought up something like that. And then I mentioned it at work at Figadini. And then Kara was like, "Oh, is that Sammy?" Like, who? She was like, "Oh, one of our regulars like is always playing air hockey there." And like described her as like, "Oh my gosh. Yeah."
Wow.
So I had met Sammy before even knowing she was like a regular.
Sammy is just a very enthusiastic human being.
Sammy's
scary.
Yeah.
Scary. So if she was, if you were to describe her as one of the Spice Girls, she'd definitely be Scary Spice.
Yes.
All absolutely. Right. Sounds good.
Crazy Spice.
Love her to death. She's fucking awesome. And I mean, we're going to see how good she actually is at air hockey. Cause
what's the scouting report? Like what is,
okay, wait. So now David played her. It was the first time you ever played air hockey.
The second time.
Second time he ever played air hockey. And he put up what? 4 goals on her.
So yeah, like, I was doing 3 to 4 goals. Then it's like I couldn't leave. Sammy literally blocked me from leaving. It's like,
she's like, you got to keep playing.
Yeah.
Just keep playing me. Fact that he scored 3 to 4 goals, second air hockey game he ever played, I can beat her.
Wow.
I'm talking a lot of shit now. Now it's live and recorded.
So. Yeah, this is going to get aggregated so hard.
Got to record it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going down tonight.
What was I
going
to say, though? I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know what I was going to fucking say.
I mean, did you even establish that where it's going down tonight?
Free play arcade. That's her domain. Oh, okay. Wait. Brain coming together, here guys. We go.
thanks for sticking around.
So
folks.
I was there one night. I don't remember when it was. It was like months ago before I worked at the Fig or anything. Mm-hmm. Or wait. Yeah, it was before I worked at the Fig. Okay. Anyway, so I'm like there and I fucking love air hockey. It's my favorite game at the arcade.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know. So right up there, skee ball and the best of them. So I go up to one of the air. There's multiple air hockey tables there, but there's one air hockey table that's like the good one. It's like in the best positioning. Mm-hmm. It makes the most sense to play on. And there's all these kids playing, probably like a little younger than me, but mm-hmm. they are like, they have their own paddles. One of them's in a air hockey jersey. They have their own. Yeah. Like this is a squad. Like the squad is going and they're like taking it extremely seriously.
It's like a whole underground air hockey culture that you didn't know existed.
Anyway, like all these kids are like they have their own like Twitch streams about them playing air hockey. They're like, you know, like upcoming professional air hockey players.
Yeah.
And I whooped the shit out of all of them, bro. Sure. I went 9-1.
Yo.
I went 9-1.
Wow.
Now, according to Sammy, she also whoops all of them. But like if that is like her top competition.
She says she's the queen.
Like, I'm confident.
You're clearly confident.
I'm confident.
Damn.
I'm even more confident in my shit talk. So, like,
it sounds like it, yeah.
You know, that's going to be like, the real key.
Yeah, you better not shy away, dude. We're gonna see how it goes when it goes down.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be great.
I can't wait to see this.
What time is the game?
7. I mean, unless this runs late, then we'll do like 7:30. I told her I'd text her if I'm running late.
Oh, so we don't have a hard out.
Well, it's a hard 7, but, you know, sometimes the headliner comes on a little late, you know.
I'll show you a hard 7 zip.
You will not beat me 7 zip.
No, I said I'll show. I was saying I'll show you a hard 7 zip.
Okay, let's get back into some food. You got any questions for these dudes?
Outside of the usual?
Yeah.
God, you put me on the spot.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking get you. Fucking.
I had air hockey on the brain. Bro. I had air hockey on the brain.
Dude, air hockey is so sick.
I mean, have we even gotten to like working at the Fig yet? And like what are you guys like making there and stuff? Like,
yeah.
What have you learned working
there? The shrimp.
The shrimp is pretty awesome. Yeah, I mean, so it's pretty much all wood fire. We got like a little. Everything else is like done over
smoke. I'm gonna have to bleep that out.
Yeah, you're gonna have to take that out. Is that just to boil water though, basically, and stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, so we have confit potatoes. And mm-hmm. fun story. Putting a large pot full of oil on top of an open flame isn't good.
It's not great.
It's usually fine, but when it's not fine, it's really not fine.
Yeah.
So we stopped doing that.
There was an incident?
I wasn't there for the incident, heard there was an incident.
Would the incident be like the grill's temperature getting out of control and like getting too hot? Like, is that what happened? Or
I don't know. I wasn't there for it. Big oil fire.
Well, I'm thinking about the oil fire, but it's like, I was thinking like maybe you put the pot on the grill and it's like everything's going fine. Then all of a sudden it's bubbling a little too much.
Yeah,
and then
that's
the overflow
what I'm
potential like,
or
then
like
it catches.
Like, or like the grill scary. Just got bumped and like knocked some oil out and then that caught on.
And then
something.
That caught, yeah. Damn them oil and grease fires.
yeah, I mean, it's definitely a unique cooking experience because this is like the only like restaurant I've really worked in. I've done like other baking stuff and other jobs, but like my one restaurant experience doesn't have a saute station, doesn't have a salad station, doesn't have a fry station. Everything is just a pizza and then a grill station that has everything else. So I'm like sauteing stuff over an open fire while grilling, while making salads. So it's wild.
Yeah, sauteing over an open fire, that's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, like in some ways, like it's kind of spoiled me because now when I cook at home, I'm like trying to get a hard sear on some stuff and I'm like, it's just not the same.
Yeah.
Like my little burner never gets where I want it to now because I'm so used to being able to just get like a ripping fire and just get like the nice sear on things. Shit out of it. Like the shrimp I do, I cook in like a minute because I just put it like right in like this roaring fire and they get like super charred and crispy.
That's I had fun. To fill in on grill one night. It was mad fun.
Yeah. Tell us more about your experience, Max.
It was lit, bro. It was the night after the pop up.
Really?
So I took that big L.
Oh yeah, that was the one where like you guys all prepped up a station real nice room.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was real nice. Mm-hmm. I don't think I had to fill one thing the whole night. And it ended up being like not as busy as we had like anticipated. So it was like even better.
Yeah, perfect situation.
Great. You got off easy.
I was like, who wants a steak, baby?
Yeah. So how'd you do? You cooked everything nice that night? You didn't fuck
anything? Yeah, no, I did good. I had fun with it.
Just cook all your steaks under and you'll be fine. You know what
the thing is? It's when you have to work a job like for like a one-time thing, there's no way it's not going to be fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if Eric was sick for like 2 weeks, I bet at the end of those 2 weeks,
you'd be like,
if I filled on grill, I'd be like, this fucking sucks. But doing it one night, mad fun.
Yeah, that was my experience of the pop-up. I was like, this is fun.
Get ready because we're going to have to do another pop-up soon. So.
Just Hetty grilled cheese. $1 Hetty grilled cheese.
I mean, I'm down. I'm definitely not ever going to a fish show, but I'll sell food outside.
Dude, do you want to go? Let's go New Year's MSG.
Go just chill outside of MSG and sell.
Come in, dude. Come in.
Not coming in. They don't deserve to be in that building.
I'll convince you. I'll convince you. It'll be great.
They do not deserve to be in that building.
They play it there every New Year's Eve.
Dude, it's so
they're cringe. The New Year's Eve band at MSG. So let that sink in.
And that's why New Year's every Eve year. In New York City is the most overrated New York thing there is.
I don't know. Fish is pretty great. Anyway.
I don't know.
You want to ask him the usuals?
You're talking about my weird hobbies?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I should have brought that up earlier when I was talking about you as being a young chef. But Eric here is a forager.
Oh.
Is that the term?
Yeah.
So you love to get them mushrooms, huh?
Homie likes to just go on walks.
I haven't done as much stuff with mushrooms.
And identify plants.
I've been doing it for like a year and a half now, and it takes way more time to learn mushrooms. So
yeah.
And also like it's super hyper seasonal. So like with work, trying to find like the right time when like I know mushrooms will be out is not.
Yeah,
always practical because you got to wait like the right amount of time, like after it rains for like certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've done a good amount of stuff.
What do you target when you're foraging?
What are my like big go tos?
Yeah,
like,
what do you find in most?
I love getting nettles. I have like a giant patch for that.
Nice.
I have a pretty banging nettle soup recipe where I like cook nettles and potatoes and spring garlic and cream, mm-hmm. like blend it up.
That sounds bomb.
Yeah. Lot of berries. I found a whole area that had wild grapes, and I probably picked like 15 pounds of grapes like in 2 days.
Were they sour as fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That my favorite thing with those is I call it my grape steak.
Grape steak.
It sounds weird, but it was bomb. Reduce like the wild grapes into like a juice basically, mm-hmm. and then deglaze that in like
grape juice.
Yeah. Or like a puree. But like it's like super freaking tart.
Yeah. Not like who makes the grape juice?
So Conkers? You would just like mash up the grapes.
Well, I just threw them in like a blender basically, mm-hmm. and then strained it. But then used that to like braise a pot roast instead of red wine.
Sick.
It was pretty banging.
That's dope.
That sounds fucking good. It's kind of like, you know, how D-Cot plays Pokemon Go.
Yeah, dude.
You just got to collect them all.
But instead of the Pokemon, it's like, you know, like, what's his
It's dope? Nettles. Instead of like Nettles with a face on it, it's just Nettles.
Is that an actual Pokemon?
Dude, they're running out of ideas. There's one that's just a bag of trash. It's just a bag of trash.
I was also looking on Twitter at some of the new Pokemon, and some of them are literally just like the same old Pokemon, but just painted different.
Yeah, dude.
Like one's just like an ice Dugtrio. I'm like, all right. Like,
oh, yeah. Those are sick, though. I mean, we can get into it another time, but yeah, those are the guys.
So one thing I'll say, like, that's kind of a, I don't know if you guys will appreciate this. Like, a lot of times when people think of foraging, they think, like, you're out in, like, the middle of the wilderness.
I think of Lord of the Rings. I don't know why. They don't even forage there, but I think of the Hobbits.
The amount of, like, weird, cool stuff I found that's been, like, ornamental plants in public parks or whatever that just people don't know is edible is wild.
Yeah.
Like, I pick, like, June berries are these berries. They taste kind of like blueberries, but are, like, way better. Mm-hmm. I found them, like...
Way better. That's a bold statement.
Yeah, you got to try some. They're tasty. Yeah. But
you'll have to forage me some.
I will. But I, like, drove past them in the middle of Rumford on Taunton Ave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're, like, right on a main road.
Yeah.
You were picking up Nuno? No.
But so, yeah, it's just, like, in the middle of, like, the suburb, I'm just like stop, and then a bunch of random people are looking at me like, what is this crazy person?
Look at
doing?
This friggin' yeah. racist bum. Like, nah,
these are dank.
That's awesome.
What do you think, like, the biggest gold rush you found is? Would you say that? Or
I don't think gold rush is the term you're looking for.
What do you mean? Well, I mean, obviously you didn't find gold, but I'm saying, like, what's,
I get
like,
what you mean.
What's, like, the most, like, in your eyes, prized thing that you found? Like, when you were, like, foraging, you were, like,
the biggest jackpot.
Yo, like, you know?
Yeah.
I'd say probably the grapes. Last year was, an awful season for it, but the first year, the amount I picked, like, I still have grape jam and stuff.
Mm. Like, yeah, the grape sounds like a pretty memorable score.
And I made, like, sorbet with it, jam, like tons of stuff. And then probably the June berries were pretty awesome too. Cause
I bet a little went a long way with how tart they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The June berries leads into my other hobby, which is I do like homebrewing stuff.
Sure.
Ooh, and there you go.
So once I like started doing that, I was like, wait a minute. If I'm picking like 10 pounds of berries, I can just like ferment that into something as a way to like, cause there's only so much jam you can eat before it starts to get really old.
Yeah.
Whereas like if you can make like a mead or like wine or something out of it that lasts for like a while, then might as well like preserving all the stuff I find.
Yeah, that's dope. Using the whole buffalo. Can't waste anything, dude. I love that. It's a great mindset.
I mean, this is a question for both of you, if either of you have a story, but my least favorite thing to talk about on the podcast.
Let's get
worst injuries you've suffered or seen.
I think you're going to have to specify in the kitchen.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Yeah.
For Dave.
David over here is like, well, I've seen some shit. Jail, so.
In the kitchen, I don't think so.
So in the kitchen, everyone was behaved in jail? That was a joke.
I didn't. I seen Kev get cut. Kev, like the old bartender.
He cut himself bad?
No, he had a little cut, but he like put like 3 band-aids on it.
that's the worst you've seen.
That's a pretty blessed.
I mean, that's pretty bad, dude. Like, I might pass out if it takes like 2 band-aids. That's like kind of my limit.
No, yeah, it wasn't bad.
It checks out.
It wasn't a bad cut. It was just.
All right, I got 2.
Sweet.
So my own one, this is like the classic kitchen injury that I think like everyone has to have at least once, like slicing off the tip of your finger on a mandolin.
On the mandolin, of course.
Oh, it was the second time I used a mandolin too. The first time it was like perfect, had no issues. The second time I got myself.
Yeah.
So I didn't see this directly, but I heard about this. Someone from the Stars, we had this, it was so poorly designed. The walk-in freezer was like a half foot above the regular ground. The freezer. Okay, we had a walk-in freezer. But we'd have, like, rolling racks completely full of frozen pastries.
That you had to, like, push down.
Yeah, you got to put your full weight on it to lift this thing up. And then, like, you get to a point where as you're lifting it up, you have, like, a millisecond of, like, this might tip over if I don't go fast enough. And then you get it, and you're usually fine.
Oh, boy.
One time, one person was not fine.
Damn.
How much weight are you talking about?
I mean, imagine, like, a full rolling rack.
Like a baker's rack, you mean?
Yeah.
Like a 6 foot tall rack every single fucking
filled
slit,
and then
filled
like
with something.
And when I say filled, I don't mean like one level. I mean like would have like three levels of frozen scones on each sheet pan or like cookies and stuff. So just completely packed with like frozen dough.
Oh, yeah, so heavy.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, it came down on someone.
Did they like die?
No, I don't think he actually broke any bones or anything, but he was out for like quite a bit.
Like damn. Like you just like, I'm just trying to picture it. And like, you just like fall back.
Yeah. Like, yes. Yes.
And just get covered in dough.
So like the whole baker's rack came down.
Yeah.
Damn. That's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, not like,
then after that we stopped. Like, it's like no more full racks.
Yeah.
No more full racks. Why not just get
No more. Oh, I need to take a running start for this to work out.
Yeah.
Type shit. Like, that's not a recipe for success.
And I mean, especially when you combine it with like, you're going into an area with ice on it.
Yeah.
So it just adds an extra element of like the last step you take will might be a little bit slippery.
Yeah. No doubt.
What else do we do here?
What else do we do here?
What's the other good question?
We asked about kitchen injuries. We asked about customers.
You gotta go.
Like yeah, like six. Like it would be 6:30.
It's 6:30 right now.
6:36.
Let's wrap it up, bro.
No fucking way. It's 6:30.
Let's wrap it up.
Holy shit!
What's the problem? What were you expecting?
I don't know. Time just went fast.
All right, let's wrap it up then.
No, I mean, like, we got let's take like 5 more minutes, ask like our final questions and shit, and we'll wrap it up, and then we'll go watch me fucking whoop Sammy's ass in air hockey.
All right, dude.
Thank you for
that.
You gotta
record it.
My phone's charging right now, so we'll be good.
I'm gonna be there later because I gotta go pick somebody up.
Yeah, whatever you gotta do.
Oh, I'm gonna go. I'm,
yeah.
I'm gonna taunt if you when you win. I'm gonna taunt Sammy.
So good, thank you, thank you very much. I mean, you guys are mostly back of the house people, so I don't think you have that many like customer stories necessarily. I mean, Sammy's the big one, honestly. Like Eric, what has it been like for you working with David, being someone that like, as I said earlier, like came straight out the bars into working in the kitchen and like his progression.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. I mean, and I don't know if you mentioned this, but like he was cleaning stuff in jail. So like he already had that like mindset of like keeping things clean.
That was
clean
like your jail job is
like,
you cleaned a bunch of shit.
I mean, you always clean because when you move into like a cell.
Yeah.
You don't know what the last person was doing in there.
Sure.
Everything.
For real.
But yeah, so like the biggest change was like at the beginning, like, and this has happened with so many different people where it's been like a battle of me being like, hey, try something. And they're like, I don't know if I like it. But like David's gotten to the point where now he'll like try a bunch of different stuff when I give him things. And we'll like, now he's actually like offering insight, like, oh, that would be really good with this. Right. Or like you could do that with it. Like just having like cool, like food ideas that like initially he had no idea what anything was.
That's dope.
David likes to put cookies on the grill.
He does. Yes.
Yeah, that's his.
We used to have Pop Tarts and all that over there.
Yo, that's a good. I mean,
he just be mid service, just throw a Pop Tart on the grill.
Oh, that's a great way to heat up a Pop Tart. That's a fucking great way.
Hell yeah, bro.
So I think like, and I'd love to help with this, but I think David should have his own pop up sometime, where it's a combination of just like things he had in prison. But like elevated to like super, super high levels.
Yeah.
Combined with like,
whoa,
like David's snacks, like done super well.
Yeah.
Like
you're going to make
like
a homemade
gourmet, like foie gras Pop-Tart or something.
Yeah, make your own homemade Pop-Tart.
This dude brought in a fucking pack of blueberry Kit Kats.
That was really good, though.
Blueberry Kit Kats.
They were good. They were fire. But yeah, just
so you got to make like Juneberry Kit Kats. It's like
have it be like an 11 course taste. It's just like mostly snacks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got to have like an orange in there.
Yeah, absolutely. You just cut it really fancy or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, gee, Max, thanks for making us do the extra 5 minutes because that was totally worth it. Yeah, that was great.
I mean, sometimes, you know, it gets stale and then you got to just keep talking about
that
shit.
That was great.
You know what I mean?
Where would we be if we didn't get blueberry Kit Kats, dude?
That'd be it. Do you guys have any questions for us?
I
don't think so.
All right, good.
No doubt. No doubt.
Well, I'd like to thank you both for coming on.
Same.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
We'll get you on some other time, too.
For real.
And yeah.
Let's go play some air hockey.
Yeah, let's go.
Do it.
I got to get in the fucking zone.
You got to crack your knuckles, start stretching. And yeah. Shit.
Anyway, I'm Max Messier, Richter.
I'm Dan Cutter.
I'm Eric Porter.
I'm David Chavez.
And this is the Rags Delicious Podcast. Stories from the kitchen. Kitchen roll from the gutter.